Now it is time for the last word. And Michael, you have the last word.
You know, it used to be, back when the Minnesota State Fair got started, that most Minnesotans actually lived on farms. It was a really big deal. But today, only about 2% of us live on farms, so naturally, people start to wonder if it's really important or makes any sense in the 21st century to have this kind of a state fair. People start to wonder this, that is, until they stop in at Ole and Lena's food booth for some tater tot hot dish on a stick served with creamy mushroom dipping sauce. Really, there's no question about it. The Minnesota State Fair is still an educational experience. You can concentrate just on stuff that's native to Minnesota. Apples and applesauce, cider, frozen cider pops, caramel apples in a dish or caramel apple sundaes, honey, liquid honey, spun, creamed, comb, or whipped honey, cheese in curds or cheese on a stick, dogs, corn dogs, chili dogs, poncho dogs, pronto pups, footlongs. Then you get into your deep-fried candy bars, popcorn, kettle corn, corn fritters, mini donuts, Tiny Tim miniature donuts, or Tom Thumb donuts, depending on your preference. But after a while, you can branch out and move all around the country, get some Hawaiian shaved ice, Oklahoma cinnamon rolls, Chicago dogs, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, frozen key lime pie dipped in chocolate, or chocolate-covered New York cheesecake on a stick, Vietnamese egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, taco, espresso, chicken artichoke pita, fish and chips, tabbouleh, baklava, and French toast. See, this is why it's 12 days long. You can't really do it all in a weekend because we haven't even checked out the elephant ears or funnel cakes. Got to catch the Swedish meatballs and deep-fried onions, licorice ropes, Rice Krispie bars, chocolate potato chips, snow cones, slushies, smoothies, frozen custards, or the strawberries and cream booth where the watchful eye of Princess Kay of the Milky Way won't be disturbing us. You can get a dish of strawberries served with what they describe as non-dairy whipped topping. If you've already had it with walleye on a stick, pork chop on a stick, frozen grapes on a stick, pickles on a stick, cheese on a stick, or French toast on a stick, head to Safari Shack, where you actually eat the stick because it's a meat stick made out of peppered elk or wild boar, gator, antelope, kangaroo, and ostrich, shoulder to shank with venison, pheasant, and smoked duck. The state fair is not trying to make you sick. You can get popcorn, shrimp, and oysters, sure, but you can also go for the vegetable pie or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You want a Coke with that? Or all the milk you can drink for just a buck. Oh, yeah, I hear they have some kind of exhibits, too, over on the other side of the food booth. But don't forget the sweet corn.